He kata robo soto yakata. He kata robo soto yataraba. Oh Lord, you are everything. You are still everything, God. Oh, ye kanda yondo mo sata. Woo! Hilololo korahaya hataya. Right here in the wilderness, oh God. Hidono mo yondo lolo mo kotara bahasi kata. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 God, you're my rock in a weary land. Oh, you're the fountain that never runs dry. You are my salvation. You are bread, oh Lord. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lamb that was slain. You are everything today. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. I am so thankful for the presence of the Lord that I feel in this place right now. Amen, amen, amen. God has something He wants to do in somebody's life today. Amen. I have felt such an anointing. I have felt such a stirring in my heart, and I know that God has a word to speak to somebody in this house today, to somebody who is in their wilderness today, to somebody who needs hope, to somebody who needs healing, to somebody who needs salvation. Today is your day. God is here to help. He's come to lift the weary. He's come to bless those that came in feeling a little broken and busted up today. God is in the house today. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Numbers chapter 1. I'm going to just jump right in and start reading it. And hasten to the word of the Lord. Numbers 1, begin reading at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai and in the tabernacle of the congregation. On the first day of the second month in the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, that thou and Aaron shalt number them by their armies. Back to verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness, in the tabernacle. Today, for just a little while, I want to preach to you on this word, a tabernacle in my wilderness. A tabernacle in my wilderness. Father, I love you. I thank you for your presence. God, I am thankful for all that you have already done in this place. God, you have been working and you have been moving and orchestrating every step. God, and right now I know in the Holy Ghost that you want to do something in this place. God, don't let me get in the way. God, don't let any distraction come in. God, don't let anything stop the moving of what you want to accomplish today. But right now, if every hand could be lifted and surrender, God, right now, I want to receive your word today. God, speak to me, Lord. I need you today, God. I need you to move in my life. Speak to me in my wilderness. Speak to me, God, in this place today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated in the house of the Lord today. This life that we live, as each of you have already figured out, can be difficult at times. For anybody to tell you anything differently is just telling a big fat lie, because the truth is, going through this life can be hard. We have all had what we would call a wilderness experience. And they are not camping expeditions. They are not times where we join around a bonfire and make s'mores and sing kumbaya and go fishing. The wilderness is a place that in our mind, when it begins to be discussed, is something we dread. It's something we don't want to be a part of. It's something that we know it hurts, and it's dry and it's barren and empty. The wilderness is a time when you appear to be going in the opposite direction of your dreams and even the promises that you once were certain that He had made to you. While part of me wishes there was a shortcut out of your wilderness, the part of me that knows what it's like to go through those places and come out of those places, today I implore you to hang through those tough times and endure whatever is happening right now. Because when you get through the other side of it and you look back at where God brought you from, you realize you would have never been where you are today had it not been for that experience. So today I don't wish for you to miss this wilderness experience in your life. It's preparing the place for you and also preparing you for the place. The wilderness is that preparation ground for future fruitful work in His kingdom. The wilderness is where we often feel so far away from God. Yet the very purpose of this tabernacle was it to be a place to draw close to God. And so the wilderness without the tabernacle would have been dreadful. But the wilderness with the tabernacle made it worthwhile and made it a place where you can find healing and hope, and the Lord could speak to you and the Lord could come and move right in the middle of whatever wilderness you found yourself in. There was a tent there. There was a place where the glory of the Lord would fall, and it didn't matter what happened on Monday morning. You could get into the tabernacle later that day. Somebody would intervene on your behalf. Somebody would do the work of God. It's in the wilderness experience that the glory of God is revealed. And do not forget that the wilderness is only temporary. So don't put up permanent residence there. They didn't lay foundations and build houses and say, you know what, I think we're going to stay here. They put up tents because they said, I'm not staying here forever. There's going to come a time when the cloud moves, and when the cloud moves, I'm going with it. When the glory of God takes that next step, I'm going to move with that cloud. They had to be ready at any time, at any moment, to move to that next place. Just like your Egypt was not permanent, neither is your wilderness. And time and slavery had come to an end. God, through the hand of His servant Moses and the assistance of Aaron, they saw the people of God through each and every trial. He had made a way of escape from the hands of Pharaoh. He parted the sea and made a way for them to cross on dry ground. He had given them a promised land to inherit. But through their own disbelief and negative speech, the Lord took them through an experience that some would live to tell about and others would die because of. It was called the wilderness. It was a place of wandering. It was a place that in our minds seemed so hopeless. It was a pasture, uninhabited land, nothing to offer, no food, no water. It was dry, barren, empty, and void. Have you ever been in that wilderness experience before? Where the prayers you prayed didn't seem to get past the roof. That every time you woke up and you just felt like it was another day of gloom and doom. It was another day of dry and barrenness and brokenness. And what's going to go on now? And what's the problem going to be today? And who's going to get in a car accident today? And who's getting a ticket today? Who's going to be in the hospital this evening? Exodus 14 says, and they said unto Moses, Because there was no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Of all places we could die. You picked the wilderness. You picked the worst place imaginable. If I'm going to die, you should have left me in Egypt to die. You should have left me alone. I couldn't make it here, but you made me come here because God was calling us to another place. Exodus in the very next verse said, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? Just leave me alone. Don't make me leave. I found myself comfortable here. I know I'm oppressed. I know I'm a slave in Egypt, but just leave me alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. I don't want to be in the wilderness. I don't want to dwell in this place. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to be a part of it. I do not want the wilderness. It's not even the dying part that bothered them. It was the wilderness that bothered them. It was no water in the wilderness. There was no food in the wilderness. No clarity, no permanent residence. There was so much confusion in that place. Yet here, in that very place, God said, I want to meet you here. I want to meet you in your wilderness. I want to have a place that no matter where you are or how many clouds may be in the sky or what bad news you got this morning, I want there to be a place that I can come down and dwell with you and speak with you. I said I would never leave you nor forsake you. I called you out of Egypt and I'm not going to leave you helpless, but there is a place in my wilderness. There is a tabernacle in my dry season that I can come to and hear the word of God and feel His mighty presence. Can I pause just a moment and say this place is a place for you when you're in your wilderness season. That the days that go on so long and the trouble and the heartache, there are some of you that you love pulling up into this parking lot and you love walking in these doors because you know by now it is a tabernacle in your wilderness. That as a pilgrim out there struggling just to get by, you can come into the house of God and He can speak to you and He can encourage you and lift your voice. But I want you to go with me just for a moment to the upstairs of this building where there are little kids in an iKids room, and you may think they're just having fun and you may think they're just up there singing funny songs, but there are some of these children that go through hell every day, that they go through struggles after struggles, and that place up there is a tabernacle for them. It's a dwelling place where God resides. It's a place where your babies can hear the word of God and get away from the filth and get away from the outside and get away from that wilderness for just a moment and get into a place where God begins to move and God begins to speak and God begins to work. I am thankful today that there is a tabernacle in my wilderness. That God would desire to have a place even in my wandering, even in my negativity, even in my doubting, and said, I want you to prepare me a sanctuary. That I may dwell in your midst, a place for me to settle down and abide and speak to you. Because I know what you're going through. I know the days you've had. I know the dirt that has accumulated on your feet from the path that you've been walking. And there is a place that I have prepared for you that you can get away from all of that and you can come and heal and be refreshed. And then God spends His time laying out every single detail you can imagine. Things you wouldn't even think about. He said, I'm not just interested in the exterior, I'm interested on the interior. the pieces, what to use, when to use them, where to use them, how far, how long, how tall, how wide. And I know often when reading all of those things in the Word of God, it can seem monotonous and kind of humdrum, and you want to skip over all of those things, and the curtains and the linens and this side of the tabernacle and that side of the tabernacle and the corners and the clasp and utensils and pegs and lampstands and the pillars and the ark and the table and the lampstand, the altar of incense, all of these pieces, all of these details. And to us, we may not see that it's necessary, but God said, you don't understand. You don't know what the wilderness is like until you've been there. And I've come to tell somebody today, God has prepared a place, and He said, I want it to be special. I want it to be a holy place. I want it to be different than anything they've ever known before. I want it to be something that moves them, that they come in and they don't even feel worthy, that they come in and they just want to lift their hands because it's a place where I come and dwell. Because after all, you are my bride and you are my chosen people. I'm not just interested in throwing a tent up and gathering underneath it. I want it to be special, and each part plays an important role in the life that you're living and the life that is to come. You don't understand it now, but I'm telling you, the tabernacle is a special place. It's a place that I can come and abide with you. The lamps, the garments, the offerings, the Sunday school class, the greeters, the shuttle, the live stream. Oh, it's just a bunch of parts. It's just a moving things that maybe it doesn't matter to you and you just overlook it sometimes. But God said, no, it's special. This place is a special place. Sometimes it just seems like a bunch of stuff, but it's a place where we can come and gather together and be with the Lord. And if you're on that mountaintop today, then great, that's wonderful. But to somebody that's in the wilderness, to somebody that feels dry and barren, the tabernacle is the best place you can be. The tabernacle is the place that you long for when your world has crushed you and when death has seemed to overshadow you. The house of God is that place your soul longs to be. When famine has hit and tragedy strikes, the tabernacle is that place that you often want to come running to. When the wilderness seems to expand and the promise seems so far away, do not fret there, for He prepared a place there for Him and you to dwell together. Don't get bogged down in your days. Don't get bogged down in the rough week you had. It's not permanent unless you want it to be permanent. But God said, there is a tabernacle available to you, and you can come into the house of God. This building is not a social club. This building is not a place where we come and rub shoulders with like-minded people only. This is a place that when you've been out there and you've been hurt and you've been disappointed, you can run into this place and come to an altar and say, God, cleanse me. God, help me. God, forgive me and heal me, oh Lord. It's a place that when you've lost a child or you've lost a spouse, you can come into this place and you can feel the presence of God and His nearness. There have been so many times in my life where there was hurt or disappointment and things didn't go just right. And there are people that run away from God, but there are others that said, no, I need a tabernacle in my wilderness. I need to come in. I need to feel love. I need to feel peace. I need my mind cleansed. I need my focus back on what matters. And if there were not a tabernacle in my wilderness, I would have never made it. Thank God for this place. Thank God that He still dwells and inhabits the praises of His people. Sure, men helped build up such a place. Sure, machinery was used. when we built this building and garments were sewn and carpet was tufted, pews were set, electrical and plumbing was run. But while man was involved, God designed this place. God was the one who orchestrated such a place. God's handiwork was involved, and I'm so thankful. For Psalmist said, unless the Lord builds the house, unless it's really coming from Him, unless He's really the one behind it all, then they that build it are really just laboring in vain. There's a lot of people today that set up shop, but that doesn't mean God showed up. There's a lot of people today that went into a building today to do what they call church, but that doesn't mean that God is there. That doesn't mean that God is moving. That doesn't mean they've allowed God to operate. And I know what we say, and we say He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He is in all places. But His word said, where can I go from His presence? But also, we cannot get our minds so set that God cannot withdraw Himself from a place that He is not welcomed. For the Bible said in 1 Samuel 16 that the Lord's Spirit left Saul. The Bible tells us in Judges 16 that the Lord departed from Samson. He withdrew that influence. He lifted His hand from off of Pharaoh, and His heart was hardened. There was an evangelist who went and preached at this church. The evangelist asked where the prayer room was, and he went in and he began to pray. And he began to shout and scream out so very loud that others on the outside of the building could hear him. The pastor of that church came in and tapped the evangelist, and he said, hey, my friend, you don't have to yell at God. He's omnipresent. You don't have to yell at God. He's not deaf. To which the evangelist responded and said, no, sir, He is not deaf. But He's a long way away from this place. There are those places that a lot of people went to a building today that they didn't really go to church. There are some that went and sang songs today, but they did not really worship. There are some that got on their phone and text to give, but they did not really sacrifice. Because just showing up to the place is not what the place is about. I say again this morning, this is more than just a place. It's a city of refuge. It's a cleft in the rock. It's a strong tower that His name is upon, that the righteous can run to and be saved. It is a hospital. It is a healing balm. It is a place that we can find the help and the healing and the promises that we've been looking for. It is a tabernacle in my wilderness. God told Moses on the first day of the first month, get this set up. I want this to be the thing you start with. I want that to be the first thing we do, is a place where I can abide the first day of the first month. I know we like to think that all of this just happens, but there were sound men here early this morning. There was musicians and singers that got here early today, and they practiced, and they went through the songs that they sang today, not to be perfectionist, but to prepare the environment for this service today. There were people in a prayer room that were praying, asking God to come and move in this place today. There were things happening, preparing the work for God, because it's more than just showing up to a building. It's more than just a social gathering. It is a place where we want God to come and reside. And if He inhabits the praises of His people, then we want to create an atmosphere for the Lord to feel like we want Him here. And we want a move of God. And we want a touch. And we need His touch today. Brother Cooley, our president at Texas Bible College, every Sunday morning he would wake up and he would ask his kids, now where are we going today? You would think the response would be to church. He said, the answer is not church. That doesn't mean you had church just because you went to a building. He said, we are going to worship. So when he would ask his four-year-old little boy, where are we going today? He would say, we are going to worship. Because it's not just a place. It's not just a building. It is a place where God said, I want to abide with you. I want to dwell with you. If all we view church is just a building, then we are missing out on divine visitations from God. We are missing out on an opportunity to meet and to speak with God Himself. God said to Moses in Exodus 40, and you shall bring in the table and arrange it. And you shall bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. And you shall put the golden altar of incense before the ark of the testimony and set up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. I need you to get involved. I need you to prepare the place. I need you to be my hands and my feet. I know you're in a wilderness, and I know you're tired and you're weary and you don't know what it's going to be like. But if you would just show up and you would get involved, then I'm going to meet you there. I love to see videos of our missionaries and our North American missions that they go into jungles and they get under canopies and they clean out jazz rooms and bar rooms that people were drinking and partying on Saturday night, and they clean away all of the filth, and they go in and they set up the piano and they start setting up the speakers on Sunday morning before everybody else gets there. They set up a stand that they can preach the word of God from that sacred desk, and whoever comes and shows up, God begins to visit them there in whatever place they gather, because it doesn't matter where it is. God said, if you would set it up and get it ready, I want to dwell with you there. I want to be your God and I want you to be my people. I said it the other night. We've been there and done that. We went into Gilmore Elementary every Sunday morning and we pushed cafeteria tables over to the side. We set up signs on the outside of the building. Our musicians and our media team, they got there early and started setting up everything we were going to need. The stands and the microphones and the drums and the piano and the guitars and everything needed. We didn't do that to waste our time. We didn't do that to get together and just play music and have the time to get together. We needed a place when there were people who were hurting after a hurricane to come in and feel the presence of God. They needed to hear the voice of a shepherd in the middle of chaos that said everything's going to be all right. I know we flooded. I know we don't have the place we're used to. But God said, where you are, there will I be also. If you could get two or three together in my name. I've come to tell somebody today, I am thankful that we have had a tabernacle in our wilderness experience. That God didn't leave us here without a church. That God didn't leave us here without a help, that God didn't leave us in our wilderness to die. I'm thankful for every single person that makes it happen. Wherever you go, take it with you. Set it up when you make progress and you go from this place to that next place. Take it with you. We didn't do all these things so we could hang out. We didn't show up today just to hang out with each of you. We love each of you, but we've come to meet with the Lord today. There are some people that are in a dark place right now, and they need God more than they've ever needed Him before. And if all we did is come and patty cake, and they walked out the door still hurting, then we have failed today. But if we got here, and we prayed, and we created an environment for God to be welcomed into, and we allowed God to move in our life, that's the kind of environment that God could get a hold of somebody's life and change the trajectory of where they are going. We do it. The NAM churches do it. The missionaries do it because somebody needs a tabernacle in their wilderness. The Bible says they get the tabernacle set up, and then in verse 33 they get the court finished and set up the screen of the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work. It takes some work on my part. It takes some work on our part. But watch this, it's so worth it. Because the very next verse said, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. It's worth every step you take. every effort you put in, every prayer meeting you have, every day that you fast, everything you set up every Sunday. I know sometimes it may just seem monotonous. I know it may not seem important, and you just come in and it just happens. No, it doesn't just happen. There are people that prepare. There are people that get ready. And I'm so thankful they do that, because when they are finished, then God can show up and the glory of the Lord can fill this place like it did a moment ago. God is here today and He wants to move. Here is the beauty of it. It wasn't a one-time thing. For the Bible says in verse 36 that this would take place throughout all of their journeys. Not this journey, but all of their journeys. Everywhere you go. Maybe next year you're in a different wilderness than you're in right now. It can go with you there too. It can go with you in the doctor's office. It can go with you in that court date. It can go with you in every storm and every trial. It can go with you. It's a cloud by day and a fire by night. It's a place of communion with the Holy One. While there are many that have probably never read Numbers in its entirety, this verse is one you have all most likely read if you've attempted to read Numbers, because it's the very beginning. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness, in the tabernacle. I know there are other verses that I could have used for my text today, but this is the verse that spoke this word to me, that in the wilderness there is a tabernacle, and I can speak to you there. In your wilderness, there is a place that if you would enter into, I can meet you there. And my glory can fill that place. In fact, I can fill that place so much that others aren't even able to enter in, because it is so thick. And the people will stand outside of their tent and look at all of what God has done. Exodus 33:9 says, "And it came to pass, as Moses entered the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend." God said, this is more than just acquaintance. This is more than just another place. This is a place that I want to talk to you face to face. I know the wilderness is hard. I know that there are complainers and there's negativity all around you. But even in that place, I want to have a place I can meet with you. I want to have a place I could dwell with you, and y'all be my people and I be your God. I'm thankful to know that in my wilderness, time and time again, this has been a place I could come to, and God could meet me here, and I could pour my heart out, and He would hear my cry and would come and speak to me in my weariness and speak to me in all of my trouble. Like the ship finding a harbor, a car finding a gas station to refuel, it's a place that we can come to. And you're not left helpless today. The wilderness is not a death sentence if you don't want it to be. Because God is moving forward. But also He's using this time that you are in, while getting rid of the negative voices around and saying, when we get to that place, it's going to be worth it all. The wilderness can be long. The wilderness can take what seems to be a lifetime. And some of you find yourself in that wilderness right now, but I want you to look around today. You're not in a wilderness right now. Though outside these walls you may be in a wilderness, and though in your mind and in your spirit you may feel like all hope is lost, but really I want you to look around right now at where you are. You're not just in a building. You are not just sitting in a pew. You are not just staring aimlessly at a preacher. But this is the place that God has designed to meet with you. When you are weary from your week, and you can come into this place on a Sunday morning, and God said, yes, I am here with you. Yes, I have come to talk to you today. I've come to heal you today and help you along your journey. Maybe nobody knows the thoughts that haunt you. Maybe you're right, but there is still a tabernacle in your wilderness. There is still that place that God can come and meet with you face to face as a friend and lift you up and encourage you. In the wilderness, He has made a place to abide with us. In Psalm 78, 19, a question was asked, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? My answer is yes. He can furnish a table in your wilderness. If He can give you a tabernacle in your wilderness, then yes, He can furnish a table in your wilderness. He can give you bread that nobody else knows about. He can provide things for you that doctors can't explain and the lawyer doesn't understand and the paperwork just automatically went away. No, it didn't. God got involved because you found a place to meet with God in your wilderness. You can find bread even in your wilderness. Mark 8. They said, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? There's a multitude here that needs food. But we're in a wilderness. We're in a dry place. Look around. There's not a store. There's not Kroger or HEB across the street. We're in a bad place right now. Where in the world are we going to make this a possibility? Bread in the wilderness. A tabernacle in the wilderness seems as impossible as streams in a desert. Indeed, no man could meet such a need. But God can, and God does, time and time again. There have been times in my life and in your life where you looked around and you said, there's no way. It's not going to happen. It's over. The wilderness is going to take me out. I'm going to perish on my way home today. But God said, oh no, you're not leaving hungry today. You're not going home the same way you came today, because I've provided bread today. I've provided a work and a miracle, and I fed the multitude. I made it possible where everybody here was fed and they took some home with them. There was leftovers available for everybody. Time and time again, He makes a way where there is no other way. Time and time again, in the wilderness, when I'm tired and I'm broken and I say, I don't think I can go another step. I don't think I can make it another Sunday. But you come into the house of God and He lifts your spirit and He lifts your head and He recharges and revives your soul. And you say, you know what? I feel like carrying on. I think I can go another week. I think I can make it another month. I think God has met me here in the middle of my wilderness. Let's all stand all over this house today. Once the glory shows up, you know the tabernacle has been made ready. The glory is in this place today, and there is healing and hope available to everybody. It's not some old tent, but this is still a place that God has available for you today. You see, when He tore the veil, when He died on that cross, He said, you know what? I'm making it a way for everybody to have access. You don't have to have the pedigree. You don't have to come from the right background, the right family. God said, it's for each and every one of you, whosoever will. If you want it, it's yours today. If you want it, you can have it today. The wilderness, it's expanding. Scripture tells us hell is enlarging. But God said, even in your wilderness, even when hell is expanding, I have a place you can escape all of that trouble. And it's a safe place for you to find healing and hope and restoration. John 14, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In Revelation 21, he said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. John said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle is with men. Only this time, it's eternal. No more set up, tear down, set up, tear down, set up, tear down. God said, you don't have to do it that way anymore. Every day, you could come into this place. Every day, you can find healing and hope. When your world has crushed you and when death has shown up, and there have been countless times where things were going on, where the well seemed to dry up and bread was nowhere to be found. Time where my feet almost slipped, but then I came into the house of the Lord. I began to think this week of all of the times in my life, from a child to a young person to an adult, when it, in my mind in that moment, it couldn't get any worse. You're saying, oh God, how am I going to make it? You'd come into the house of God, and maybe they sang through all of the songs, and it really just, it didn't get a hold of you like it should have. And you sit there and you listen to the word. You sit at your pew, and then all of a sudden tears just begin to fall. You say, oh God, I just need you, Lord. I just need you, Lord. The wilderness is a hard place. The pressures of this world are very real. They pull at your children. They pull at our young people. They pull at our marriages, pulling the fabric of who we are, trying to eradicate all that is good and holy. The wilderness is that place we dread. You couldn't have let me just die where I was at. You couldn't have just left me alone. And God said, don't miss this. I know you're in a wilderness, but I'm placing a place there in your wilderness that I can come and speak to you like I couldn't when you were in bondage. You didn't have a tabernacle in Egypt, but now I've got a place for you to come and us dwell together. And God is saying today to somebody who's tired of crying and tired of fighting and tired of going through the struggles, God is saying, hey, look around today. There's an altar right before your eyes, that place you can come and find me and reset. A place where I can meet you there. A place to get involved again and say, oh God, here I am, Lord, and I'm in need today. God, there's so much Egypt on me. There's so much wilderness on me, God. I don't know that I'm worthy. I don't know that I can come. And God said, oh yes, you can come. I've made a way for you to come, and I want you to be healed today. But first, I want you to stop by that altar of sacrifice. And I want you to put some things down on that altar. And I want you to begin to repent. And I want you to begin to seek my face. Then I want you to go to that laver. And I want you to cleanse. And I want you to wash again. And then you can come into that place. I want to meet with somebody today. Come on, I open these altars this morning for somebody that's in a wilderness. For somebody saying, God, help me to get all of this off of me. Help me, God, to find this place of refuge. refuge right here in my wilderness, oh God. Help me to wipe away all of that worldliness, God, that has crept in. God, cleanse me from all filthiness, oh Lord. Oh God, I don't even know how to pray. I don't want to say it because I'm embarrassed, Lord. God, maybe I feel humiliated today. And God is saying, don't let that stop you. There is a place you can come today in your wilderness and find help and healing and hope. Broken marriages can be restored right now. Your mind can be renewed right now. Come on, God is moving right now. Come on, come out from among them. Come into this tabernacle. Don't just show up to a building today. Oh God, I need your help today. I need your help today. Come on, maybe you're fine today, but maybe somebody else is in their wilderness. Why don't you find somebody to pray for today? You don't know what they're going through right now. They need a brother today. They need a rock in a weary land. Come on, somebody surrender this morning and let God do what He wants to do. God, help me to walk out of this wilderness into a tabernacle, into a place of healing, oh God.